Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Good evening. We are here again. This is Hebrew Nation Helpline. We are here again. We thank the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for giving us another chance to be in your presence tonight. We are here every Friday and every Saturday, but it's Helpline. This is Hebrew Nation Helpline. The title of this show tonight will be The Poor Among Us. What do the Bible say? Why? Let me read the title again. Hebrew Nation Helpline. The Poor Among Us. What do the Bible say? Why? Yes. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. I'm the host, Prophetess Elisha Ba. We are here. We would like to say Shabbat Shalom to the heavenly hosts, to the God of the Hebrews, Haya, and the Holy Spirit and His Son Yeshaya. And we greet all the holy angels for the Shabbat Shalom today. And I thank the God of the Hebrews for allowing me to see another Sabbath. So we're going to go right into our scriptures. We have quite a few information that we need to cover tonight. It's always great to be here with you. This is a helpline. It's a helpline. This helpline was established about 6 months ago, and we're still going. We're still going strong with it because this is a divine platform that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrews, allowed me to set up to help His people, okay? Like I say, he's after the remnant right now because we're very late in the game, prophetically speaking to you. We are very late in the game right now. And, you know, as we can look at the world, we can see all the stuff that's going on around us. So this is a divine show. It's a prophetic platform that was given to me by the God of the Hebrews, Ahaya, to help you, the Hebrew nation, to understand what does say the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob want you to do and will have you to do and what you need to know. We need the divine, we need the prophetic, we need knowledge, we need wisdom, we need understanding. That's what we need so we can move forward, so we can be and do what the God of the Hebrews would have us to do. You know, right now everybody's at a standstill. Nobody's really getting anywhere. So, you know, we're going to go into this tonight. We're going to go into this because we want to see what the Bible say about the poor, You know, we have our own definition and our own understanding what we feel the poor is and what we're supposed to do when it comes to the poor, okay? But we're going to go into the scriptures tonight to really understand what the God of Abraham will have us to do concerning the poor and how he feels about it. Okay, so yeah, let's go right into our broadcast tonight. And I want to thank the people that's been going back to listen to the recordings of Hebrew Nation Helpline. I thank you. I really appreciate that you're going back to listen to the tapes and the recordings that we're making here on this divine platform. It's all about truth. I'm talking about real truth, truth that's coming from above. Heavenly truth, prophetic, okay? I might be saying something. I could be teaching you tonight, and I hear the God of the Hebrews speaking to me in my ear to tell you something. That's how divine and prophetic this platform is, okay? I am the prophetess of the Hebrew nation. I am the prophetess of the Hebrew nation, okay? I don't take this lightly, and I don't take it lightly. I don't play with what I'm doing right now for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because you need help. His people need help. You need a lot of help, people. You need a lot of help. When you're looking on the news and you see it all, these religions just popping up all over the earth everywhere, deceiving people, and, you know, it's a shame. It's a shame. You know, they got this church now called the Light of the World. I just want to share a little bit of news with you. The Light of the World, it started off in Mexico. It's apostolic. It's apostolic. He started his churches in Mexico, but he have churches all over the world. And I think it said in 52 countries he have churches. So this man is going around. Right now he's in jail. He's been accused of molesting kids and raping I don't know if raping, but doing some sexual acts to some of the members of his congregation. And this man have billions of people following him. I think it said that he had one million members, something like that. Lots and lots of people are following this wicked, satanic man, okay? And all these religions are wicked and satanic, and they're not teaching you nothing, and they're not going to give you nothing. They're not going to show you nothing because they don't know the real God. They don't know the real God, okay? They never have, and they never will, okay? So I'm going to go into those scriptures tonight because you need some understanding. You need some understanding. The guest call in number is 661-244-9831. If you would like to call in live tonight to speak with me concerning this topic, Hebrew Nation Helpline, the poor among us, what do the Bible say and why? Okay? Why do we have so many poor people? Why do we have so many poor people in the world that say they fall in God? They say that God is their father. And they say that God is blessing them and helping them. Why do we have so much poverty right now? This is what I need to know. This is what I want. This is what we need to know. Why we have so much poverty, but yet still we say we call it on the real God. And we serve in the real God. And we obey in the real God. We doing what the real God wants us to do. Especially the Hebrew Israelites. They claim they know the name of the real God and they got the right information. They into the truth. Okay, if you people are into the truth, you following the real God and doing what the real God wants you to do, then the real God should be blessing you. He should be blessing you. You shouldn't be poor. You shouldn't be sick. You shouldn't be hungry. You shouldn't be broke. You shouldn't be depressed. You shouldn't be stressed out. None of those things should be happening, okay? You say you have the real God. You don't follow Jesus. You don't follow Jesus. You follow the God of the Hebrews. That's what's been said, and that's what have been taught across your pulpit. But I want to show you tonight. We're going to go into it. Why do we have so many poor people among us? Hebrew Nation Helpline. This is a helpline. I need to help you people. I need to help you people to understand. Divine is speaking to you that something is wrong. Something is wrong with what you're doing, what we're doing, what we thinking, what we putting out there. You know, something got to be wrong because I don't see no growth. I don't see no prosperity. I don't see nothing. Nobody owning nothing or building nothing. Okay, what is a little clothing line? You selling Hebrew clothes or soaps and shampoos and, you know, oils and stuff like that. No, man, that's not going to make you wealthy. That's not going to make you wealthy. That's not going to make you rich. The poor among us. Why? And what did the Bible say about that? Let's go to our first scripture. I think the first scripture will be Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 through 13. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 through 13. Get your Bibles out, people. Follow me. Take my word. Let's go to the scriptures together tonight. Bless your back. Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 13. You don't know how important it is to the God of the Hebrews, poor people. You don't know how important it is for you to help the poor. for you to give, for you to show gratitude and mercy and love towards the poor, whether it's a stranger or whether it's somebody of your own nationality. You don't know. You don't know the blessing behind you helping the poor. You don't know. You or this world don't know. I'm talking to you Hebrews right now. This is a Hebrew Nation helpline. I'm talking to you Christians right now. I'm talking to all you rich and wealthy people right now. You don't know the blessing in helping the poor, broke, hungry, destituted, broken, sad, misery, man or woman or little girl or little boy. You don't know the power in giving. You don't know and you don't understand that principle. But I'm here to help you tonight to understand that principle, how important it is to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Ahia, that you give to the poor, and that we give to one another, and that we do not forsake one another in our gratitudes towards each other. And that's being done right now. And that's why we're not getting nowhere. And that's why we're not going nowhere. And that's why we got all kind of sickness and disease in our body. That's why we go to work every day to make a check and we're still hungry. We're still broke. We're still poor. We're still destroyed. Why? Why? Because we are not doing it God's way. And I'm talking about the God of Moses. Okay, so let's go into the scriptures. Deuteronomy 28:1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of Ahiah thy God. I told you, I did a tape on that last week about the real name of God, the God of the Hebrews. So I'm not going to ever say Lord right here anymore. I'm going to call him by his name. And that's Ahia. Okay? You Hebrews, Israelite, y'all still want to operate in the Most High and all the titles that they put in the Bible to hide our God name? Then go ahead. You go ahead and do that. But you have been warned. You have been warned not to ever call him Most High ever again. Okay? His name is Ahia. That's his name. And he is the God of the Hebrews. That's his title. Okay? Let me keep going. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of Ahia thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that Ahia thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Okay? This particular passage in the Bible is blessings for obedience. Blessings for obedience. So this is why you are not blessed. You want to fool yourself and tell yourself that you're blessed. You want to fool yourself and tell yourself that you prosper. You want to fool yourself and tell yourself that the God of the Hebrews is with you, or God is with you. But I'm here to show you tonight that you are very, very mistaken and you are wrong. You are wrong. Because when you are obedient and when you do what this Bible, Deuteronomy 28, one passage tell you, we're in the Torah right now, under the law. What I'm reading you, it's under the covenant and it's under the law. Okay? So this is a must to do. And we cannot get around it. We try to get around and we try to go another way, we try to go another route, but the poor is among us. We are poor people. We are poor because, number one, calling on the wrong God. Number two, doing the wrong thing. Number three, we're not keeping the law the way that the Bible tells us to keep it. We want to serve them with our own imaginations. We want to serve in the way we feel we need to serve him. We're not serving and doing what he told us to do. So still, we are being disobedient, and because of that, we are in poverty. We are in poverty, and poverty comes in a lot of forms, people. It ain't just that you don't got no food on your table, or it just ain't that you don't have no clothes, or just you don't have no money. Poverty comes in many different forms and styles, and we're going to go into that tonight. Give me one moment, people. Give me one moment. Give me one moment. I put you on hold. Okay, people, I don't know if I'm going to be able to stay on with you tonight. I have an emergency that just arose right now, and I don't think I'm going to be able to finish the broadcast tonight. But let me finish Deuteronomy 28, and if I don't finish, we'll pick it up tomorrow. We'll pick it up tomorrow where I left off at, okay? I'm having some major issues right now that I need to take care of, okay? Some family issues. So we're going to read Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 13, and Matthew 25, 35 through 40. And I'm going to have to say good night to you people, and I'm going to have to pick it up tomorrow for Shabbat, okay? We'll do it early tomorrow. Instead of coming on at 7 tomorrow, I think we'll come on tomorrow around 3 o'clock, okay? Around 3 o'clock tomorrow, so we can continue our Shabbat and honor our highest holy day, okay? With a nice, good teaching, understanding what we need to do about this poverty that's among us. So much poverty. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of Ahayah thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day. That the highest thy God will set thee high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Ahiah, thy God. Okay? All these blessings, okay? All these blessings shall overtake us, okay? All these blessings. Every blessing that I'm about to read in Deuteronomy 28 is supposed to overtake our life, people. It's supposed to overtake our life, okay? So it shows what you're doing. What you have been doing with all your time, with all your life, with all your strength, running up in these ministries and up in these Hebrew Israelite churches, you know, it's not getting you nowhere, people. It's not getting you nowhere, okay? It's not getting you anywhere. Why? Because they're not teaching you the Bible. They're not really teaching you the Bible. They're teaching you a doctrine. Okay, they teach you a doctrine and a religion that's not going to help you get out of poverty. Okay, I want to help you tonight. This is a helpline. And he said, if you will hearken diligently unto his voice, okay, his voice, and a lot of y'all can't even hear the real God. You can't hear the God of the Hebrews. You cannot hear him. You never heard his voice a day in your life. Okay? So how are you going to be able to listen to and follow instructions what he wants you to do if you don't listen to him, if you can't hear him, okay? You got to be able to hear his voice, people, so you can follow him and do what he needs you to do so you can be blessed for real and not just fooling yourself and fooling your mind and telling yourself that you're blessed when your life shows something different. Your life shows that you're not blessed. Your life shows that you're not prosperous. Your life shows that you're not wealthy. Your life shows that you're not spiritually blessed either, okay? You're not spiritually blessed because you can't hear his voice. You don't know his voice, okay? Okay? So spiritually, physically, mentally, you are not blessed, man. You are not blessed. And I'm going to show you why tonight. I'm going to show you why, because you need help, people. This is a helpline. You need somebody to help you to understand why we have poverty among us. Why are we so poor, Matt? Why are we so broke and hungry? Why? Why, Matt? If we're serving a real God and we're doing what the real God wants us to do, why are we in poverty? This is what I want to know. And it have already been revealed to me why. And I want to share that with you tonight. Verse, and it says, it shall come to pass, if you hearken diligently unto the voice of Ahiah thy God, to observe. You got to observe. You have to pay attention, people, to everything he tells you to do in the Bible, in the Torah, okay, in the Tanakh. Some scriptures in the New Testament, not all of them, okay? The New Testament have a lot of injections, okay? We need to observe, pay attention to what our God is telling us to do. And stop listening to these people and these men and people call themselves leading us, and they leading us the wrong way. Ahiah God to observe and to do all his commandments. All his commandments. We have to do every commandment that is written in the Bible, people. Ten of them. He didn't say do five of them or do 10 of them or do 20 of them. He said do all his commandments. Whatever he have told us to do, what he told our ancestors to do when they left out of Egypt, that's what we got to do. And that's why we're not getting anywhere. Because we don't want to do it. We don't want to do it. We want to do everything. We want to do all the things in this world that has been created for us to do. Okay? We got to keep all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that a higher thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. People, this shows you Hebrews. This shows you Christians. That you are not following the real God. And you are not doing what the real God wants you to do. Because if you was, and now none of these churches, all the religions that you see, none of them are serving the real God. None of them is teaching you what the real God wants you to know. They teach you a form of doctrine. A form of the knowledge of God. But they're not teaching you the commandments and the precepts of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because we're supposed to be high above right now, people. And don't give me that stuff, Hebrew Israelites. Oh, we still up under the curse. Yeah, you still up under the curse because you don't want to keep the law. And you don't want to do it the way he tell you to do it. So, yes, you still up under the curse. Because you don't want to keep his law. You want to keep holy days and Passover and the Sabbath. That's what you want to do. But it's up under the law how to treat poor people. It's up under the law how to treat people that's in poverty. Okay? It's under the law. So you're not keeping the law because you're not giving nobody nothing, man. And you're not doing nothing for nobody. It's all about you, yourself, what you need, when you need, and what you want to do. You could care less. You could care less about a man poor or hungry or broke or homeless. You could care less. And this is why we are not getting anywhere. Because we are not keeping the law. Now, verse 2, Deuteronomy 28:2. And I'm going to have to say good night till tomorrow because I have to go. I have an emergency. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. See, he's going to set us up high above all nations. We are the lowest, poorest, weakest people in this world. The 12 tribes of Israel, we are poor, broke, hungry, and miserable people. Why? Because we're not keeping all his commandments. So get out of here with that Hebrew Israelite true stuff, okay? Because that's not getting you anywhere. You people still doing the same thing that you was doing 6 years ago. Nothing. We're supposed to be high above all nations of the earth. We don't supposed to be low and broke and begging and going to them to their banks and borrowing money and all of that. Taking our student loans to go to their schools and their re-education camps. We don't supposed to be doing that. We supposed to be above them. But we are beneath them because we're not obeying our God. We're serving the wrong God and we're doing the wrong things. It speaks for itself, people. Wake up. Don't be brain dead and brainwashed. Because it is what it, whatever he has spoke, that's what it is. Verse 2. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. If thou shalt hearken to the voice of Yahweh thy God. Okay. I'm going to have to end it, people. I'm going to have to end it. If I can come back on live, I will do that. But if not, I'm going to see you tomorrow. I'm going to see you tomorrow around 3 o'clock. We'll finish right here where we left off. Okay, I'm going to have to end the broadcast right now because I don't want to keep you on hold. I got things I need to do right now. So we'll talk tomorrow at 3 o'clock, okay? Have a good night if you can.